really what's important in this report is that it shows that the agencies are implementing and enforcing the WOTUS rule despite the court stay that's happening right now in the courts. So if you look in the report, there are case studies, and a lot of them are focused on agricultural issues. For example, there's a farmer out in California who used to graze cattle on his land. Then he changed that over to winter wheat, and he started plowing that land. And the Army Corps of Engineers said, well, you can't do that without a permit. And remember that Clean Water Act has agricultural exemptions in it for just that sort of thing. But the agencies, in a clever interpretation, they said that, well, actually, you're not plowing your land. You're creating small mountain ranges by disking that land. And that just is incredible, number one. And number two, it completely erodes the agricultural exemptions in the Clean Water Act. So this report really shows that a lot of this stuff is happening out there already. It's very troubling, and we're hoping it's really going to kickstart Senate into passing some sort of compromise to fix these issues.
And Yeager said this report should support future legislation in Congress.
Look, here's what a lot of Congress people said when they had to vote on the last WOTUS legislation. They said, we're going to vote no on this legislation to fix it. Even though we recognize there are issues, we're going to defer to the EPA in what they told us and assume that these agricultural exemptions are going to be preserved and stay in place. Well, now there's evidence in front of these senators. There's evidence for them now to show them that these issues are happening right now. They're problems. They're eroding the agricultural exemptions, and they need to take action to fix it.
Yeager also said this report does not impact the current state of the lawsuit that NCBA is a part of.
There is a question down the road. Perhaps the courts could take judicial notice of the report, potentially, and that could influence the courts from that perspective. But right now, you know what? They're on two separate tracks. We're hoping this report will kickstart Congress into making a legislative fix, and the court case will continue on that path. If Congress ultimately does pass legislation to fix the WOTUS rule, we'll probably withdraw our lawsuits, and we'll save our members resources from that, and we'll have a fix legislatively.